next stage of the Sláintecare health reform plan has been published by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. The minister said an additional investment of 1.23 billion euro, already announced in Budget 2021, is being made in initiatives this year to cover additional capacity being created within acute hospitals, community and social care. He also said informal talks have begun on a promised rollout of the Sláintecare consultant contract, permitting public-only work in public hospitals.
So there's been initial conversations now between the representative bodies, the department and the HSC. It's a really important part of the future of healthcare. What we want is a public-only healthcare system with public-only work in it. The Sláintecare contract, I think, is very exciting. I think it's really important. Now the talks have begun, even informally. I obviously want to respect that process and let that happen. But we would like to see the contract in place, agreed by all sides, as quickly as possible.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. Let's speak now to the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Deputy Roisin Shortall. She was chair of the cross-party committee that drew up the Sláintecare plan. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Shortall, and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Brian.
So what do you make of what we've had today?
Well, I'd have to say that I welcome what appears to be a refocus on the whole reform programme. I think it's quite timely that that report has come out. We know that over the last 18 months or so, there's been huge issues in the health service that have been exposed as a result of COVID. And while frontline workers in the health service performed heroically, there's no doubt that serious damage has been done now to the health service in terms of much longer waiting lists and issues like, you know, cancer screening and so on being put on hold. But it certainly looks at this point like there's going to be about a million people on waiting lists for hospital services by the end of this year. And that's an enormous challenge.
The original plan was a 10-year plan. We're at the fourth anniversary now of its publication. COVID, the pandemic, presumably has slowed out that implementation. Realistically, what do you think can be achieved within that 10-year period? And how much is going to remain still to be done, do you think?
Well, the reality, Brian, is that progress has been very slow on the implementation of Sláintecare so far, and that was pre-COVID. So while there was a lot of lip service being paid to the plan, the money wasn't available or wasn't being provided. And, you know, the minister in his press statement today talked about a figure of 3.69 billion euro over the next 3 years. But the fact of the matter is that there is no multi-annual funding committed to Sláintecare. So that figure that was used today, 1.235 billion euro, that is actually a reheat of the figure that was provided for in the budget last October. So there's no new money there. And this has been a problem with the funding of Sláintecare. You know, government commitment to the implementation of that plan should be combined with a commitment to ring-fenced funding over that 10-year period. And it's only when money is ring-fenced and set aside for a reform plan that we can be guaranteed that it will happen. But unfortunately, last year, the government said that they would only be operating on a year-to-year basis. And that's why there's such a small figure used in today's plan.
It's also a question, aside from money, of reform in changing the way our health services operate. And one issue there highlighted the question of public-only consultants working in public hospitals. What do you make of what the ministers had to say about trying to progress that agreement, that contract?
Yes, well, I mean, that has already been announced and hopefully progress will be made over the coming weeks and months in that regard, because it's an important element to separate the public and private. And, you know, today's plan also commits to a number of the objectives in Sláintecare in terms of moving activity away from the expensive hospital sector to the community. And in that regard, I welcome the fact that there's a commitment for 7,000 additional community healthcare staff. It's important that they're recruited at an early stage, that we don't leave it to the end of this 3 year period covered in the plan, because we do need to create that additional capacity. And we also need, of course, to reform the HSE itself to make it more accountable and to have a regional management structure, because at the moment it's far too centralised. But I mean, they're all reform elements that are really important. But from the point of view of the, you know, the average member of the public, they have to see also real benefits from the this plan. And, you know, that entails being able to use services that are more locally based. There has to be a greater capacity in those services, but they also need to ensure that cost is not a barrier, and it's very much a barrier to accessing care at the moment, and that has to be removed.
Just finally and briefly, if you can, has the pandemic itself highlighted issues that perhaps weren't apparent at the time the original plan was drawn up? I'm thinking particularly of investment in public health.
Yes, undoubtedly that's the case. And we saw how the capacity within our health service was so inadequate and how dependent the service was on the private sector. And, you know, the whole principle of Sláintecare is that we would move towards a European-based model of healthcare where it would be a single-tier universal healthcare system where care was provided on the basis of need rather than ability to pay, comparable to what's available in every other European country.
Very good. Roisin Shorthall of the Social Democrats, thanks for talking to us on the programme.